USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan targeted a military base and a provincial chief on Sunday, killing at least 34 people. The attacks happened during the first face-to-face peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Shazib Walla is a correspondent for France 24, reporting from Islamabad.
The first one was a suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province.
Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The Islamic Republic and President of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, are blaming Israel for Friday's slaying of an Iranian scientist. There are reports of a military-style ambush involving a truck bomb exploding and gunmen opening fire on the scientist, killing him and a bodyguard on the outskirts of Tehran. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's a lot of work ahead as lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer, believes we need a very targeted approach.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for the coronavirus. The governor's office says they are both asymptomatic, feeling well, and isolating at home. In Colorado, like much of the nation, cases are spiking, and one in 41 residents are believed to be contagious. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A full slate of NFL games is happening today despite new COVID-19 outbreaks affecting three more teams. The Ravens, Rams, and Broncos all shut down practices late in the week. Three of Denver's quarterbacks are ineligible to play against the Saints. Today's action is capped off by the 7-3 Packers hosting the 5-5 Bears on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks are at Philly on Monday night, and the twice rescheduled Ravens-Steelers matchup is set for Tuesday. Dan Naraki has the top 25 college football scoreboard from the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama cruised to a win in the Iron Bowl, 42-13 over number 22 Auburn. Number 3 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh, 57-17. Number 5 Texas A&M handled LSU, 20-7. Number 6 Florida beat Kentucky, 34-10. Michigan State upset number 8 Northwestern, 29-20. Number 9 Georgia ran away from South Carolina, 45-16. Number 12, Indiana topped Maryland, 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 21 days after a COVID outbreak that canceled two games. Number 20, Coastal Carolina beat Texas State, 49-14. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech, 50-44. But five games involving top 25 teams were postponed or canceled this week as multiple teams dealt with COVID outbreaks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vanderbilt goalkeeper Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game on Saturday. Vanderbilt was crushed by Missouri 41-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.